Want more great job search tips and advice? Head to fivestrengths.com/webinar to register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. In this free webinar, I'm presenting my best strategies for your successful job search. Again, register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search at fivestrengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello and welcome to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, executive resume writer of Five Strengths Career Transition Experts. Today I want to talk about preparing for your interview, how to get ready for that interview that you've been looking for, you've been seeking. All of your hard work is paid off, so congratulations, you got that call for the interview. Now you need to prepare to make sure that your interview is successful so that you are impressing the person or the team who is making the hiring decisions. I want to offer you several tips that you can use to maximize the value of this meeting for you and for your future hiring executive or hiring manager, and ways that you can make your interview go smoothly. If you follow these four steps for preparing your interview process, you will be on track. So number one, research the company prior to going to your interview. Your research on the company is the foundation for the way you answer questions that the interview is going to pose to you, as well as the foundation for the questions you are going to ask the interviewer about the organization and about the company. So in advance, learn what the company's values, missions, and goals are, as well as what the company's customers look like. And be prepared to ask interesting questions about the company's position in the marketplace. Remember, the question you don't want to ask is, what does this company do and who does it serve? That is information you can find. So make sure you're doing research on the company's website, on Indeed.com and Glassdoor and business journals and publications and industry associations, on LinkedIn, and also ask your network. If you got this interview through a connection, make sure you ask the connection about what they know with respect to this company. Number two, put yourself in control of the interview, so to speak, by being prepared and showing your positive attitude. Your insightful self-knowledge about your own experiences and expertise will help to open career doors for you during your job search. Study your own resume and practice your answers to typical interview questions and questions you expect to be asked in the particular context in which you're interviewing. Practice in front of a mirror or in front of a camera or in front of a friend so that you can retell key points of your career history that are relevant to the position you're seeking, both easily and intelligently. Practice answering hard questions. Why were you terminated? Curveballs, like why were you separated from your company? And easier ones. Tell me about yourself. These can be interview killers if you do not prepare ahead of time with answers that succinctly address the question and focus on the future. So if you're answering the question about why you were terminated, or you're having trouble explaining your position in your marketplace, then you're going to sink your interview because these are going to feel like curveballs that you don't know how to address. And furthermore, even if you are asked these types of questions, you should finish up with the answer to that specific question quickly so that you can focus on the positive and focus on the future and your enthusiasm for the role at hand. Number three, clean up your social media. Many companies will search your social media prior to hiring to look for red flags. You might not think this is part of your interview process, but questions might come up during your interview. You could lose the spot in the hiring lineup if your social media doesn't portray a professional image. So look at posts that might not be 100% representative of your professional image or might cause concern to hiring managers, and just get rid of things that aren't attractive to that market. Number four, look the part. You need to be perceived as a member of the team and as someone who can fit in with the company's culture. Whether the environment is business casual or office professional, you need to know how to present yourself. This having been said, you will not go wrong by dressing up, even in a casual environment. You can always hang your jacket on the back of your chair if everyone else is in t-shirts, but you will not ever be able to dress up a golf shirt if everyone else is in suits and ties. With that, I will sign off and thank you for listening to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler. I hope you'll subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and elsewhere. And if you are preparing for an interview right now, I'm curious to know what your questions are. Give me a call, 801-810-5627. Thanks so much.